and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue a conversation that we started last hour about immigration and border patrol, etc. Freedom of human beings to be able to cross imaginary politically designated lines in the sand. We've got Tom on the line with us in Maine. Tom, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you are somebody who is on board with the idea of the government controlling the access to this particular landmass by whatever arbitrary methods, but you aren't satisfied with the way they're doing it. So what you had said was...
Who could be? I mean, they're making a mess of it.
Well, of course they do. Now, what you had said was you wanted to wipe out the Border Patrol and wipe out these government enforcement agencies and start from scratch. So I wanted to make sure you had time to explain what you meant. What is your vision? What would you like to see happen as far as that particular area of control is concerned?
Well, yeah... You're trying to frame it as I'm controlling other people, which I reject. But I think
You'll hire other people to control other people, I'm sure. But go ahead.
No, nobody's being controlled, really.
How can you keep people from crossing imaginary lines in the sand without controlling somebody?
Well, again, I can't. Somebody's free to walk in my yard, and I'm free to shoot them. I mean, if you want to say I'm controlling their behavior,
don't you think that's a little extreme to shoot people who are walking around in your yard?
I don't know if he's running at me with a gun or a knife and he's looking to do harm.
That's an entirely different scenario.
That's a lot different, yeah.
Well,
so we're talking about peaceful people. Let's talk about peaceful people coming here because you have to presume
work.
You have to presume
right.
People
and
are
I'm
peaceful.
I'm all for that. I'm all for that, which is what I started off saying in the very beginning. I'm not trying to say that nobody should be allowed to come here or whatnot. All I'm saying is that and I didn't even actually say I don't think that it necessarily has to be a government function to provide border security, simply that the idea of having a collective border somewhere, again, local, state, or federal, there's no difference in my view.
Well, I agree that...
Theoretically, it's a legitimate idea.
I agree that somebody can...
There are good reasons for it.
That you can enforce a border as long as you have unanimous consent of the people who live inside that border. I'm fine with that. Now, let me run this by you and see what you think as far as border enforcement in this scenario. What if we got rid of welfare, public schools in the sense that you're forced to fund them, the mandate that that hospitals have to give medical treatment to anybody who walks through the door and they know can't pay, and... obviously, I think many of them would give treatment if they, if somebody was in a traumatic, situation. But you got rid of all the government mandates that essentially require people to support other people's bad decisions. What do you think about letting free people cross free borders then?
Well, I think there'd be a lot less people trying to come here, but I still think it would be a wise idea to keep an eye on who those people are. But if we get back up for just a minute, I think you inadvertently made my case for me earlier.
Really?
We were talking about jury, and you said somehow or other, and the point was if anybody could come here, then all of a sudden anybody is your peer and, for example, could serve to judge you in a criminal court, for example. And you said, well, no, because certain people wouldn't be qualified.
I don't think most people who sit on juries, I don't care whether they're American or Mexican or Chinese, are qualified to judge me as my peer. I think that rather than being a microcosm of the democratic system, is in fact more of a scientific study in how groups get individuals to buckle to their will.
Well, this could be the case, but the bottom line is if somebody is and somebody is not going to be qualified for this position, then somebody's doing the qualifying, which basically amounts to somewhere along the way you have to identify people, you have to find out who they are and what they're all about to figure out where they
why do they do it? Are we finding that out about our citizens? I mean, that's what I don't understand. Is you think that because they come across the border that we need to track them, but we don't need to track our own then?
No, I think somebody who's been my neighbor for 20 years that I know personally is quite competent to be a peer of mine, and that's a system that I consent to.
I think there's a lot of idiots in this
any
world,
any individual among the 6 billion on planet Earth to be qualified as my peer. I don't consent to that.
Well, I don't consent to your neighbor being my peer.
Well, that's up to you to give. All I'm saying is that I don't have to.
Can we
I
go
don't
back
have to track and trace people in my neighborhood?
Can we go back to your vision, because we never really got to that? What is it that you'd like to see? Because you made some sort of allusion to the idea that, well, you didn't think the government had to do border enforcement, that could be done some other way. Well, in any other format, it would be a private piece of private property, like a, you know, neighborhood association or something like that, where everybody agrees to a certain set of rules. The government gets involved when not everyone agrees, and they force their way on others. So what would you like to see, Tom, as far as so-called border protection?
Right. Well, like, you know, I mean, my idea is that some reasonable attempt can be made, not perfect, just like my house isn't Fort Knox. I mean, it can be broken into the same way the border security could be breached. But I think you can do some combination of people and technology and minefields and whatever it is.
Holy crap, minefields. You know,
whatever
people bring their kids across those, dude.
Well, and that's the point. I don't think they would anymore. And that there would be certain legitimate ways to come in, and people are welcome to come.
What if I don't
want
to pay for it?
Okay, then I suppose you don't have to. But I consent to that.
What if
I
own a piece of property? What if I own a piece of property on the border, and I'd like to point out there isn't a DMZ along the United States border? People own pieces of property that actually span the border. What if I own a piece of property on the border, and I say, you can't put no mines here?
Well, I guess if you own both sides of it, then that's your right, and I would respect that, and I would have to go to your neighbor, I suppose, and work a way around it with people who agree.
It doesn't sound like you have a workable system.
You don't
have a workable system.
Don't you think that's insane, putting mines down to try to blow peaceful people up?
Because I'm going to let the Mexicans through at $10 a head at my property.
Yes, it's a bit ridiculous, but the whole discussion is turning a bit ridiculous, because the whole thing is going to hinge on the feasibility of my, whoever I am, plan to come up with a technical way to.
What makes you think nobody can come up with a plan that doesn't that doesn't spend an extraordinarily large amount of money
and
fail
freedom.
Every time.
Don't forget destroy
because,
freedom with checkpoints and crap.
Right. Don't forget that. I mean, roving checkpoints. You got those in Maine?
I'm not. Well, actually, we do.
Yes, you do.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
but
isn't
not,
that cool?
I mean,
the way they
that.
Stop you and say, "Y'all papers, please." Y'all papers.
Oh,
I mean, I don't
actually,
want that crap, dude. I want it to stop. And the reason it's going on is people that say, "Oh no, it's disease. It's drug resistant tuberculosis, or it's they might be coming here to take welfare.
Drugs.
Whatever it is, what we need to do, what we have a problem with in this country is we have a government problem. We don't have an immigration problem. We have a problem here in the United States of America that Americans have created, not Mexicans."
Tom, your final thoughts.
I think somewhere in society, you know, people have to identify themselves, not necessarily.
Yeah, like when you
know,
go
to walk
a bank
down the
account.
Street locally and have papers all the time and 24/7, but somewhere along the way, you know.
But
other
I think most
people
employers
have
would like
have
that.
The ability to know who you are.
Yeah, I think most employers want to know who you are. I think most banks would like, you know, to know who you are, and they would ask people for those things wherever it is that they're coming from. And we'd
you're
have
certainly
free
not going to give anybody a loan without knowing who they are.
We'd have free market methods of identifying people. I'm all in favor of having ways to know who it is you're dealing with, because I think reputation is very important. In fact, I think that in a society in which reputation is important, like a free market society would have it be, that there would be, I think, a focus on making sure that you are who you claim to be. Otherwise, if you weren't able to prove who you are, then people would be less likely to be inclined to do business with you. I mean, you might be able to show them enough cash to make them not care, but then they won't care because you're paying in cash.
You can buy privacy with cash.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for staying on with that extended conversation. 800-259-9231, because I think it's so important. People don't understand this immigration issue. It's just another enemy the state has created for you to hate and for you to be afraid of, just like communists way back when. It's just like that.
You can't
Except
have,
these ones are brown, so they're easy to spot.
You can't have freedom until you let other people have freedom.
Yep, that's right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the science.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They're all completely free for you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
So, how soon do you want to start teaching that special child of yours, child that's special to you, not, you know, special in the way that is politically correct these days, about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with Jack. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it all the time to my son. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples and order today. It's 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live when they use the coupon code FTL, Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We continue with your phone calls. Paul is in California on the AMP lines. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I, like many other people, was concerned about the arrests recently in Nashville, New Hampshire. So I called the non-emergency line of the Nashville PD, and I had quite a surreal conversation. I asked them if they, you know, firstly, why they were arresting people who weren't harming anyone, and they said that they were enforcing the law. And I asked, you know, well, do you have your own conscience? Do you have your own moral sense, or you just do whatever the politicians say? I mean, for example, if orange juice or Big Macs were illegal, would you arrest people for that? He said yes. And then I asked, so what if it was illegal to be black? Would you arrest people for that? He said yes.
Wow.
And then I asked,
we've had them on the show say the same thing. It's absolutely, you know, if we've asked
mindless
law enforcement officers on this show that come in and say, you know, not all law enforcement are bad. We'd say we'll work them along a little bit. But at some point or another, we get them to say something to the effect of, well, yeah, if the Jews were here and I had to gas them, I'd do it. It's my job.
It's crazy, crazy. So what was the other thing you asked? Go ahead with your story.
Well, I said, so you would go ahead and reinstitute slavery if the politician said so? At that point, he kind of like realized, I guess, where he what he had been saying and said, oh, you'll have to call back some other time.
Oh, crap, I'm getting off this line.
Wow. You know, some people are recording their calls, actually. You're talking about calling Nashua's police department in protest of or in support of our activist friends up here who have been arrested over the past few days at the 420 celebrations. A number of people have been calling. In fact, I was over at copblock.org. Pete Ayer, who we had on the show last night, apparently made a call. I have not listened to it yet, but he actually recorded the call and put it up on YouTube. So that would be kind of an interesting aspect if you happen to, you know, the next time you or somebody listening makes a call to one of these police stations that are holding peaceful people in cages, record the phone call in case you get some sort of gem like you did.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Unfortunately, I didn't have the presence of mind to do that. But I encourage people, if they have questions about this, the non-emergency line at the National PD is 603-594-3500. And just, you know, to ask, you know, kind of try to get people to think about this and ask them, you know, what's going on with this. Because we need people working in police departments that have minds of their own and consciences of their own.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd
I think
nice.
It's frightening to have a bunch of drones just kind of going around doing whatever the politicians say.
It absolutely is. And so thank you for that story. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Great, Paul. Hope you'll be coming out to join us in New Hampshire someday. Are you a Free Stater by chance?
I am, yeah. I'm signed up as a friend right now. I may go ahead and sign up as a participant. I'm a New Hampshire native, actually, and so it's kind of a strange thing. I'm actually kind of juggling whether it might be more helpful to show up and be able to say, no, I'm not a new Free State participant. I'm a native, and kind of act as glue. But I like to tick the numbers up too. So
very good. Well, we'll see you soon.
Here's my recommendation: sign up for the Free State Project. The list is completely private, and never tell anyone you did.
All right, sounds good.
Very good. Thanks for the call. You can still say you're a native. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be a native, right? I mean, can they take that away from you?
Right. Let's continue. Ladies come first. Jane is listening in Charleston to WVTS. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Can you hear me okay?
You bet. What's on your mind tonight, Jane?
Okay. Well, I have been trying to educate my liberal friends about the health care law and point out things like Obama, Pelosi, and Reid have exempted themselves, their families, and their staff members now and forever.
I would like to point out that I am exempting myself.
Wonderful. Are you becoming Amish?
Oh, no, I'm just exempting
myself. Yeah, the Amish
myself.
Are exempted, by the way.
No, I'm a sovereign individual, so I exempt myself from the entire federal
wonderful.
Government.
But the thing is, the talk show hosts that I listen to have suggested that a persecution may start
persecution.
And two of my liberal friends now are calling me a liar and a racist. I am neither.
So why are they calling you a liar and a racist?
They say that I have lied about what I have written, what I have blogged online. And actually, I've broken contact with one of them because someone who repeatedly calls me a liar is not my friend. The point is that it has been suggested that the Tea Parties, I'm a libertarian, but the Tea Party members, libertarian independents, who will not let go of the issue of liberty, are going to be portrayed as racists and crazy people.
It's easier than discussing the ideas of liberty. Absolutely.
The thing about throwing a brick through a congressperson's window, I would just as soon believe it was a teenager who did that.
I haven't heard about this.
I imagine there are a lot of people that are very upset with the idea that they're trying to enact force and violence against us in the form requiring people to have health insurance when they don't want to have it.
Well,
so the idea that somebody would react with violence doesn't surprise me when they're having violence used against them.
We don't support it, but it doesn't surprise me.
The Democrats have called the FBI and the Capitol Security Forces because people are leaving the messages like they are a piece of dung. Mm. Only they did not say the word dung,
sure.
And I heard this played. But people are angry, and the Republican leadership says to take that anger and put it to constructive use. I believe we are going to have a second American Revolution that will be peaceful. It will be held at the ballot box.
Well, the Republicans aren't peaceful. I mean, they're no more peaceful than the Democrats are.
I'm not going to count on the Republicans
peaceful.
For my revolution.
What they want to do is they just want to have people go and vote for them so they can come in and force their government programs down our throats like they've been doing and like the Democrats are doing today. So I don't think that anything is going to change significantly in Washington, D.C. this year.
How can you choose for whom to vote? I know that I don't want to vote for the two Democratic senators who both ignored me.
My
email without reading it.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you that it is difficult to know who to vote for. Which one of these dastardly criminals do I want to throw my vote in for?
I think the
answer is that you have to do much more than voting if you expect to see any kind of change.
Absolutely.
Well, I did my bit for Scott Brown. I blogged for Scott Brown.
Yeah, that hasn't done...
Well, it's the best you can do.
That's not the best you can do.
Well, it's something.
Thank you for
doing something.
Jane, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
hearing
from you.
800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your Republicans will not save you. They will institute tyranny, too. That's what they did, remember?
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients. Only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today. For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including our webcam and chat room, both built into the same page. Webcam now twice the resolution that it was just a couple weeks ago. And chat rooms, I made the chat room size on the page a little bit larger, too. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is completely free. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible, likely. When you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I have to say, it's better than I thought it would be. The things that are happening up here, I always had imagined mass marijuana kind of events, marijuana civil disobedience, but I didn't imagine it like this. It turned out better than I expected. There are more people involved in ways I never imagined happening. So it's really just an amazing, and that's just one aspect of the movement. The political things that are going on here are pretty amazing. They give me hope to believe that there might be actually a chance for change with the political system. And, of course, all the civil disobedience and the media that's being created here is also great. I mean, New Hampshire is easily the hub, undisputed center of the media creation world for the liberty movement. We've got TV, we've got radio, we've got newsprint, all in one city. Let alone the other cities out in New Hampshire, right? Just here in Keene, New Hampshire alone, we've got a cartoonist, we've got Obscured Truth Network, we've got the Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio guys, Free Talk Live is here, the Free Keene Press is here, and that's just where we are now. Can you imagine how much liberty media there's going to be created within the next couple of years or within the next few years? There are actually people doing podcasts here as well, which aren't necessarily liberty-oriented, but some of them are just creating. They're creating media. They're creating music, too. So it's just an amazing movement. Head on over to freestateproject.org to learn more about moving to New Hampshire to be activists for liberty in our lifetime. You think that calling a politician is going to make a difference, as our last caller had suggested? I know she meant best. I mean, I know she meant well.
I call politicians. I send them emails.
You mean New Hampshire politicians?
That too.
Yeah, New Hampshire politicians will actually talk to you.
And federal politicians.
A New Hampshire politician will actually talk to you. Actually, you can call, if you want to get involved in politics here in New Hampshire, you can call a politician here, the so-called representative.
They put their home numbers up.
You'll reach them in a home office. Their kid will hello! You know, is your mommy there? You know, that's a conversation you'll have if you call enough representatives. And that can happen here, but everywhere else, you know, you get their age, you get the bureaucrats, and you're lucky.
More likely, that would be a grandchild that you would talk to.
Yeah. So come on over to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the Free State Project. Get involved and get your butt up here. All right, Aaron. We'll continue with your phone calls here. Ladies first. Carla, listening in Ohio. Carla, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hi. I think you guys are amazing, and I want to tell you to keep up the good fight.
I'm not fighting anymore, Carla. I gave up fighting a couple of years ago, and I'm just going to live free, and whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to support other people who are living free, because I think that fighting is a commonly found term within the liberty movement and within movements for change in general, and I think that it's a very negative term. I think that that fighting just brings more fighting, and I don't want to fight.
But I used it for a long time.
Keep spreading the word.
Let's there you go. I can do that. Okay. I'm fairly good at that.
So anyways, I was over at my friend's house, and we were talking about the health care.
Yeah.
And you can check this out. I'm not sure where he got his information from, but our Congressman Dennis Kucinich's wife just got appointed with Michelle Obama on the diabetes front. So there's the deal.
She got what with Michelle? I don't understand.
She got appointed with Michelle Obama, how she's doing her diabetes campaign.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kucinich just got offered a major job.
I see.
So there's the connection. So you can check it out.
Oh, I see. You're explaining why Dennis Kucinich, who at one point was against the health care bill, all of a sudden after a week turned tables and decided to support it.
Correct.
I see.
And he was talking to his friends, and they brought it up, and that she got offered a job with Mrs. Obama with the diabetes campaign.
That explains it.
So, yeah, what else? You know, that's how politics
works. You guys, with your media, you can check out, you know, the facts, but, you know, we're in the same political genre and discussing a lot of the same issues and things, and I thought I'd just throw it out there.
Thank you for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight, Carla?
No, that's about it.
All right, thanks for the call. Glad you're out there, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I heard on – I call radio stations for a living, so trying to bring more – working on bringing more stations here on Free Talk Live. That means I get put on hold a lot. So I hear a lot of the content on these other talk radio stations that I'm calling. And so inevitably what I heard was – and I presume it's probably to be expected, but it was just kind of silly to hear it. I heard them essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, some politician on a talk show saying that people are telling me, please save us from this. And I just thought, wow, you know, that's just such a great example of what people believe. They believe that these politicians are their saviors because they've given up.
Or at least the politicians believe that the people believe that.
But no. He's being told that by people. You know.
Well, that's his paraphrase of what they're being.
We want you to save us from this. And people going to politicians asking them to do something is begging, and it is asking them for relief. It is asking them, please, just let us be a little more free. Please give us some freedom back.
I don't think asking a politician to vote one way or the other is begging them for anything. I don't.
Yeah, I think it is begging because these are people who have relinquished control to the politicians. They've given up.
That's just a loaded word. Well, you can relinquish control if you wish, or you cannot. And you can ask a politician to do a certain thing or not. But those two things are not connected.
Okay, I agree with you there. If you've relinquished control and you're asking politicians, then you're begging. Right?
Yeah.
Because you've given up your autonomy. You've given up your ability to make decisions for yourself. You've given up your ability to make to control your own direction in life and to make a stand for what you believe in. If you're begging politicians and you've given up control, you are not standing for what you believe in. You're subverting yourself. You're submitting yourself to their jurisdiction and to their control by asking them to help you be a little bit more free. Roll back that government program. This is too much tyranny, sir. Please stop this.
Not another lash of the whip.
I won't do anything to put myself in any sort of, at any risk to, you know, to actually attain freedom. But I will ask you, and I will ask you again. You know, that's just that's the way things are in America, where people either aren't doing anything at all, or they're just trying to coax the system into letting them have a little bit more freedom. But, well, you guys still need money, so take some money from those people over there. You know, I don't have any problem with those people getting fleeced, but as long as it's paying for my programs. But now they're creating a new program that I don't like, and I'm very upset about it. Please save me, Mr. Politician. So I just kind of thought that was interesting. 800-259-9231. It's just a statement about the way things are, and I wish it were different. I wish Americans had some cojones. I wish Americans had the courage to actually stand up for what they believe in. How many of these people that are so upset about the health care package thing that went through, how many of them are so upset that they're actually not going to participate? How many are so upset that they're going to stop paying taxes? Because remember, it's the IRS that's going to enforce this, right?
Yeah.
So how many of them are so upset that they're actually going to take real concrete steps to avoid being a part of this? 1%. 0.1%. Let's go to Mark in Charleston listening to WVTS. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, I just had a kind of a question and a comment. I've never heard your all show before, but I was thinking about ignorant people and about how they vote when they don't even know what they're voting for.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's how some of this stupid stuff gets passed as well, because these people really think they're being proactive and doing something great by going out and voting. They're not educated on what they're voting on. So what good are they really doing?
It's true. They're not doing good. And, of course, the system is also rigged. So even if they knew they were voting for it, they would probably realize they were picking the lesser of two evils, in which case they're voting for evil. If you've got further comments, well, hang on to you. You can come back. 800-259-9231. Don't want to give you the short end of the segment stick. There's one more segment remaining, the remaining moments. It's your time for your calls, if you make them.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dialing toll-free, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Got a lot of features. We give them to you. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can help promote the show. There are a variety of different ways listed at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
And, you know, many of the talk radio shows out there are recommending that you buy gold as a hedge against inflation or investment or even a barter currency if things go really bad. Well, Free Talk Live recommends the same thing. But not only that, we're going to make an offer to you that's probably lower than all the rest of those shows out there. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and take a look at some of the coins that I've picked out, hand-picked out myself, to offer to you so that you can get gold and silver in your hands to use for these very reasons. It's at gold.freetalklive.com. And if you are like I have been in my lifetime, at least at some point, not so good at putting money away for savings, call this number that I'm going to give you here and ask for the layaway program. You can do a certain amount each week or every other week, whatever's convenient for you. You should get 20 coins at a time. The shipping's better at that point. You'll have to play with the computer model just to see which, because different coins are different sizes. And but anyway, about 20. Call 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. It's Midas Resources, the company that puts us on the air, and they'll give you a great deal. Gold.freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continue with your phone calls. Mark, I believe, is still there in Charleston listening to WVTS. Mark, I want to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out, so do continue. At least I think he's still there. Mark, are you with us? Guess not. He's gone. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Last night, there was a fairly heated discussion that took place. We had Mike Barsky call in, one of the New Hampshire Liberty activists up here, who is also known as Cop Bait, because he just seems to get pulled over a whole lot more often than other people. And there was some back and forth between you and I, Mark, about how Mike had handled a situation where the cops... And it happened twice. Mike Barsky was pulled over twice in a two-hour period as he was driving through Kansas in his motorhome. And both times, something similar occurred. So they clearly have a pattern of something that they do to people that they're on their, when they're on a fishing
expedition.
Yeah,
they've got something. They don't like motorhomes or something.
They motorhomes could be loaded to the gills with drugs or something, right? So they basically told Mike that he was free to go. Like at one point he got a warning, at another point he got a ticket, and it was at that point that he was told, you're free to go. Mind if I ask you a few questions? And the debate on the show was about whether or not he should have answered those questions, whether or not he should have stuck around. I was saying, get the hell out of there. They told you you're free to go.
Just walk away.
There's nothing that can benefit you by answering their questions. You, on the other hand, were a little ambivalent, Mark. You weren't sure about that because you thought that maybe that something good could happen of appeasing the officer and answering the questions, because you were paranoid that if you were to just get back in the car, they'd go get you again.
Let's not forget that he had $5,000 in the vehicle, and they very well could have carted his butt off to jail, as they do in these situations sometimes.
They very well could have. Nonetheless, I say don't give them the chance by sticking around, because what the cops are trying to do is they're trying to find a reason to get you for something. They're fishing for something. They want you to slip up. They want you to mention something. They want you to incriminate yourself. And indeed, I was validated here in this email from Jason at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne.
He's also the producer of Never Get Raided by Barry Cooper.
Barry Cooper, who we had on the show just a couple weeks back. You can go back on our guest page. You can download our interviews with Barry Cooper. He's a former narcotics officer, a former cop who's now turned good guy. You can go to NeverGetBusted.com to learn more about him.
But to say cops are bad guys.
I didn't say that. He's joined the side of good in that he is working to end the war on drugs, and he's working against bad cops with his new efforts, Cop Busters, which is a neat little program he's put together. Anyway, Jason relates, if you watch Never Get Busted, Barry advises that this mind if I ask you a few questions trick is how he used to nail people all the time. It's kind of like how if they can get you to open your front door, they can weasel their way inside. His advice is that as soon as you have that ticket or warning in your hand, you can leave, whether or not they say the words. As soon as you start talking to them after you're free to go, they're going to be tearing apart your car. Jason says, I make sure all of my employees watch those DVDs, Never Get Busted, Never Get Raided, and they have reported multiple times that this tip has saved their butts. One of them actually had a duffel bag full of weed on the back seat at the time. Anyone who didn't know any better would be sitting in a jail cell for years to come. So backing my side of the story up that there's no benefit that can come from answering questions of the police, especially after
I'm not saying that I wouldn't be willing to say that there's no benefit, because I think that there could have been a benefit in the specific Mike Barsky's incident. But I will not stand in the way of experts who seem to know what they're talking about.
The perception that you have is what you're suggesting there is based on speculation of what the cops might have done had he decided to leave.
Yes.
And I'm telling you that being away from the cops is safer than being next to a cop.
I don't disagree, and I think you might have had a probable cause situation if the cop decided to pull you over and decided to shake you down. But that's this way, Barsky he's free, and he has all the money that he had with him when he started.
1-800.
It worked. That's all.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but it may not have worked because of the reasons you're saying it worked. It just happened to work out.
I agree. I see the problem.
All right. So let's see. What else can we point out to you here in the remaining moments of the program? Probably too short to get into this email from Barack Obama. We'll have to put that off here until a little bit later on.
The last Marine in the Haditha killings has been basically let go.
What's this? The Haditha killings? Was that where they raped the 14-year-old girl and murdered her family?
No, this is the deaths of 24 Iraqi civilians in the Haditha massacre.
Oh, boy.
It was a squad of them or something like that. Seven of them were let go. One was found not guilty. The last one finally has been the charges have been dropped. So essentially, I don't know what would happen. I'm not going to claim what happened. I don't know any of that. But I do want to point out that when you've got a situation of war, people are far, far, far less responsible for their actions. And in a situation where you make somebody, a government bureaucrat, not responsible for their actions, you are going to get disastrous results. In the case of war, I understand why you would not make a government bureaucrat responsible for their actions. I can see why in the haze of war civilians would get killed. However, the fact is the government uses the hammer of the standing army on far, far, far too many nails.
Oh, here's an update for you, by the way. We've been talking about the crackdown that's been occurring up here on the Liberty against the Liberty activists here in New Hampshire, in specifically in Nashua over the weekend, arresting three people. Tuesday, arresting Sovereign Curtis, who we interviewed in the first hour of the program. He got out of jail this evening. Two arrests for marijuana, one a felony, one a misdemeanor, one for disobedience or whatever, or resisting arrest. And I guess disorderly, so-called disorderly conduct for standing in front of a police car, and the other one for standing in the road with a video camera. I'm not sure what they ended up charging Catherine Bleich with. But there's been quite a crackdown, and it's been really tyrannical in Nashua. Today, at the 420 celebration, the police showed yet again. However, no arrests were made in this particular incident. They showed up, kind of chatted it up with some of the people there, and demanded that they turn off their bullhorns. So now they're changing gears. They are, I don't know how much cannabis was being smoked today, so maybe they just didn't see that happening this time around. But they did come up and threaten the activists who had bullhorns. They came out there, I think, twice to threaten them. The video footage, I think, we'll probably put up here in a little bit over at freekeen.com, but I guess they're asking for a bullhorning at the Nashua PD or something like that. No, nobody's really come up with any concrete plans, but when you tell these activists not to do their activism, it doesn't tend to go over very well. Now, in this case, the folks that they did approach and ask...
If you can't use a bullhorn in a public park,
yeah, that's where they were.
Where can you use a bullhorn? I mean, that's really the question. I'm not fond of bullhorning. I think that that people tend to dislike it, but... If you can't use a bullhorn in the middle of a public park, where can
during
daylight, where can you use it?
Exactly. So they came
in the middle of your property if you have 11 acres?
11 acres, yeah. So they came over to ask them to stop. Well, of course, they didn't just ask. They told them they would be arrested for their favorite, disorderly conduct, if they continued using the bullhorns. And so I believe the activists did stop at that point. But I don't expect that it will stop for long. So we'll let you know what continues to develop here as the activism movement in New Hampshire continues to get larger, get more people involved, and get more exciting. And you can get involved by going to freestateproject.org, learning more about it, getting signed up as either a friend or a participant, and giving a bunch of New Hampshire. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.